Okay, today is Moed Katan Daf Hey in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Dalar Mavei. So we discussed the issues of a wall breaks down on Chol HaMoed. What is the halacha? How you're supposed to build it up during Shvius and during Chol HaMoed. So we mentioned during Chol HaMoed, you have to do it in a more temporary way. During Shvius, you could be bona kadarko. Evan al gabi tsur, tsur al gabi evan. But that's only if there's no inner wall. If there's already an inner wall, then you can't be goder epishvias. Why not? Why can't you be goder epishvias? Towards the bottom of Dalam Abbeis, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Mechzi ka'ose shmira leperosav. It seems like you are doing shmira, on your peros, right? And one is not allowed to do shmira on peros, right? During Shemitah, we have to let anybody who wants to come in to partake of the fruit. It doesn't mean there's no mitzvah in Shemitah to give extra tzedaka, right? That's not the message of the Shemitah. Like other years, you have to give truma and Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani, but during Shemitah, the point is to recognize that I'm not the balabas, I'm not the balabais, and it's just that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balabais, and whoever wants to come. There's a difference between being a giver, right? Even if I give, I'm still the balabas. I'm still making decisions. If I just let people come in, so then that's the message of Shemitah. The idea of a shamur, which the Gemara here seems to be saying that it will be look like you're guarding the field, therefore you're not allowed to guard the field. There is, I mentioned quickly, a machlokas rishonim towards the end of Maseches Yevamos. On the last daf in Maseches Yevamos, Kufchav Beis Ben Aleph, the Gemara talks about a case where there's a guy. There's a guy that says he's trying to sell his fruit, and we assume that he's making up a story. He's just trying to boast about his fruit. So the guy, Shehu Mocher Peros Bashok V'Omer, and he says, oh, these fruit, Shel Arlahim. They're Shel Arla. What's Shel Arla? Arla means that they're new. That the guy doesn't know that Arla is Asr Bahana. We're not allowed to partake of any of them. So Shel Arlahim, Shel Azekahim. Well, the third one is Shel Netaravai. Netaravai is a fourth year fruit, right? It's very good. Shel Azekahim. They're from Azeka. In all these cases, we don't have to assume lechumra that they're aser. We don't have to take the guy seriously that he, is asering his fruit. Lo amar klum, right? We only assume he's saying it to be mashbiach, his mekach, and we don't have to believe him about the veracity of what he is saying. So Allah, we understand, right? Rashi says, peros netiahein, they're new saplings fruit, v'yeshna mishubachim, peros ilan zakein, and they're a fruit that are more mishubach than an older tree's fruit. Shel azeka, what does azeka mean? Mipardes, I'm reading Rashi, mipardes meuzak v'gadar saviv. Azeka, Rashi's first day, is that it means, it's a guard, it has a fence around it. So, l'shomro, v'ishnas ha-shviyas. So Rashi is bothered. Vakashali, well, what's the issue there? What's the issue there? D'mai iser yeshkan. What's the iser of having guarded fruit during Shemitah? You're not allowed to guard it, but that doesn't aser the fruit. So says the Gemara, im avar zman ha-bi'ur loshna min ha-mashumar v'loshna min ha-mufkar asurim. We know there's a time for bi'ur in Perish Shvius. As a machlokas, Rambam, Ravid, Ramban, what exactly does bi'ur mean? Right? According to the Rambam, bi'ur means to destroy the fruit. Once the time comes and it's no longer available to the animals in the fields, I have to destroy it. Wow. So originally it has Kedusha, now I have to destroy it. The Ramban says it means Hefker. We generally pass like the Ramban. You have to be mafkir it by the time of beer. See, if it's after the time for beer, then even if it was a Mishumar, it would be Usr. The Kodem Azman, Elevil Mutar, before Zman Abir, then for sure it is Mutter. So what exactly is the issue of Mishumar, says Rashi. So Lomar Klum, so Rashi, before he gives his shot that he likes, he says, Lomar Klum, in all these cases, for the guy, Lo'osr Malkach, Elahalach Arov, you go after the Rov, Shezem Mishaker, this guy is lying, Ulashbiach Mecho Niskavein, he's just trying to be Mashbiach his Mekach. V'chein et Ravai, Lohodia Sheperos Netiahein, Uchimedu Melis. Now Rashi says, what I think the Pshat of Azeka is, nothing to do with Mishumar, Uchimedu Meli, Dahai Azeka, Shem Ha'ir Sheberet Yisrael. Right, it's a city in Eretz Yisrael, Upeirosel Meshubachim, which has great fruit. If the guy is in Chutz La'aretz, Umeshabcham, and he's saying, oh, I got this fruit, these fruit from Azeka. Do we have to worry that this is from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there are Tumas and Maestris, and maybe it wasn't Maser? V'omer me'azeka hevesi, ein choshishin. lomar emes dvarav. We don't say, we're not choshes, that what he said is true. V'shema lo nisasru, v'yisrael machram lo, that maybe it wasn't misaser and a Jew sold it to him. El hashbiach mecho, no, we assume he was just being mashbiach as mekach. V'achanami, right, and that's Rashi. So you see from there, shamor is not a problem. Tosfos there quotes Rashi's grandson, who argues. Pirush HaKodesh quotes Rashi's pshat. When Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you mean? We have a medrash. The medrash says, "Tabehed yatani b'taras kohanim." The medrash says, "Ves inve nizirecha lo sivzor min hamishumar iatavotzer avalatavotzer min hamufkar." You take that drasha literally. Gather and harvest from the mufkar, but iatavotzer. But you're not allowed to take it min hamishumar. Take that literally. It sounds like maybe mishumar is aser. We don't paskin that way. Right, Tosfos then that discusses, didn't we learn it in Bamitzia and elsewhere? There's a Mishnah that says that during Shemitah, there are certain fields. We have to make sure that, you know, you can't leave all fields open, that everybody's going to trespass and take everything. We have to make sure that there's enough wheat for the, there's enough barley for the Karban HaOmer, enough wheat for the Shtei HaLechem. So you have to guard it somewhat. The question is, how do you guard it? How do you guard it if Mishumar is usher. So says the Re, they don't guard it from people. Shalohayu shomrin oso ela monim ragle behema misham. You don't let animals get in. You let people know that this is the tzarah for the mikdash. But it's not mamish guarded that nobody could get in, and therefore that doesn't violate the issue. But that's the issue of Mishumar, and that's what's mentioned here in terms of this case that you're not allowed to be goder and shvius in the normal way. Good. So now towards the bottom of the Amud on here, on Dalid Amud base, says the Gemara now. So when do we say that there is a limit, that you're not allowed to put up a wall if there's already another inner wall, a dirt wall up? You're not allowed to. B'she'ena machshelas hasarabim. If the wall is not in danger of hurting anybody, ena machshelas hasarabim, it's not about to fall down on anybody. That's where there are limitations. Aval machshel as harabim, but if it's machshel the rabim, if there's a danger, right? Karbana eda sheish lachush shetipol rishus harabim. Machshel means it's a danger that it might fall down. Then aval bishisagas ha'afar, that even if there's an inner wall, mutal goder b'shius, that you can do what you need to do, right? You're allowed to be goder it because you don't want it to fall down. Kahadah, like we learned earlier, imhayakoslo gohe sosro b'neu. If you have a wall that's shaky, that's in danger of falling down, you break it down because you don't want it to fall on people, and then you can build it back up again. Fine. The Gemara just says, one second. You're allowed to break it down because it's a danger and you don't want anybody to get hurt. So just break it down. V'yistar v'lo yivneu. Who says you're allowed to build it up again? Right? Just breaking it down is enough to prevent the danger. What about why you're allowed to be bonev v'lo yivneu? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan etiru sofo mibrei tiglaso. No, if you wouldn't allow him to build it up, then he wouldn't break it down, and it'll just leave the dangerous situation. Shim Omer atlo shelo yivne afu eno sosra. If you don't allow him to rebuild it, then he's not going to break it down in the first place. But in somebody desakano, he's going to leave the dangerous situation, and therefore it's better to allow him. He threw a sofa mishim tchilasim. Right, we had this recently. Right, we had this back in Maseches Chagiga, where we say if somebody has a barrel of wine that he opened on Yantif, and he's allowed to assume it is tahar. Because of the special ne'eman is given on Yantif to people of Tara, then what happens if you have a leftover? If you have a leftover afterwards, so then are you allowed to finish it? So we say you're allowed to finish it according to Rabbi Yehuda, one of the Tanaim, because if you don't allow him to finish it, then he's not going to open it in the first place. I don't open it. No, Simchas Yantif. You want him to be able to participate and everybody to participate and have some of this wine. Right? We know the beginning, first paragraph of Maseches Beitza has a number of cases of Itiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan. Major machlokas achronim, aposkim, is that only by durabanans, even by daraises, right? That's the issue of traveling back, from a, emergency call on Shabbos. Are you allowed to travel back yourself? Are you allowed to even daraises, or Shlomo Zalman, or Moshe? Okay. So let's continue now. Says the Mishnah. So now we broaden out to not just talking about, issues of tircha on Chol HaMoed, but we're talking about issues of just appropriate behavior, what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Rohan Sanagam Lahakav Olahachmir, Rabbi Meir says that one is allowed to be, see Tzara'at spots. We know Tzara'at is the only Tumah that's not automatic. It's not a Mitzius, right? A Zav, a Zava, Tumas Mace, all of that is if the Tumah is touching and whatever it is, then that's it. That's the Tumah is the Tumah. Only by Tzara'at, you have to have a Kohen declare it. If the Kohen doesn't declare it, it's not Tameh. You could have the biggest tzara spot in the world. It's not going to be tame if the Kohen doesn't declare it. So our mayor says, so on Yontif, you're allowed to, unbelievable chiddush, you're allowed to see Nagam, you're allowed to bring it to a Kohen to see the Nega, and he could paskin Lakula, but if it's Lachumra, he just keeps quiet. So Lachumra, he just keeps quiet. So Rona said, Nagam Lahakel, Avalola Hachmir. That's they have that chiddush. Reb Meir says you can do that. Why? Because if it's Lakula, that brings Simchas Yontif. So you're allowed to do it. But if it's Lachumra, it's going to take away Simchas Yontif, so therefore, he doesn't say a word. Kamana Edash, Im Tar, Hu, Omer Lo Akoin Tarata. If it's tar, the Kohen will say, you're tar, she's simcha hilo. It's a simcha for him. But not lahachmir, right? Not lahachmir. She'im tame hu yishtok. If he's tame, just should be quiet. V'lo yitam enu. V'yatsuchenu latzeis chos lamachane. If he says tame, he's going to have to go out of shalosh machanos, right? The tumat saras is out of shalosh machanos. So we don't want to have that on yantifs. Therefore, Remeir has this chilik in the psak. V'chachamim omrim, lo lahakel, v'lo lahachmir. Chachamim say, no. L'chumra or l'kula. No, you can't. If he goes and sees it, he has to paskin. And therefore, better not to go at all to see it. Because if he sees it and it's tameh, he has to give that answer. And therefore, better not to have an answer at all. Says the Karmana Eda, Shemitok Shenizkak lo laharoso, im hu tark de lahakel alav, if you're going to allow him to give a sock to be mekel, af hu nizkak lahachmir, then he also has to be machmir if he sees it as a tamei. Shemu tamei tzorach latamo dichsiv letaharo o letamo. She'ein kohen rashay l'shtok. The kohen can't just be quiet, right? He has to give a psak. V'tovu lo shelo yireo kohen klal. Better for the kohen not to see it at all, right? That is the case, and that's what the Gemara is going to get into this chilek. This is Rabbi Meir. You can see it halfway, and the chachamim say no lahakav lo lahachmir. Number two, va'od Rabbi Meir. Meir says another halacha. Of a kula of chalamoid. Malakim adam atzmos ave v'imo b'b'nei simcha hilo. Let's say there's a case of likar atzmos. We generally try not to uninter somebody, right? It's a din on the mace and it's kavod mace not to, but let's say for a certain reason. Let's say to bring somebody's parents to kever avos. Or in the days of old where they used to sometimes bury in crypts. They buried, they didn't really bury in the ground, they buried in a cave. And once there was an Ichol HaBasar, so then they moved it to a more permanent kever. So let's say doing that on Yantif. You're allowed to do that on Yantif? Meir says, yeah. Meir says you could do that because ultimately, he has simcha from giving his parents a permanent kever. The B'nei Shah Simcha Hilo. Right? Kever Avos, right? Karban Eidah. Kisher Roe Osam Kavurin B'Kivri Avoseim. When you see them buried where they're supposed to be, so that brings ultimate simcha. Rav Yossi Omer Evel Hulor. Rav Yossi says, no. Evel. It's terrible. Right, you have to observe a certain avelus, it's yantif, but inherently it's an avil, and therefore you're not allowed to do that on yantif. There are many halachas. You look at Ramosha has tshuvas in Yeradeya Aleph, in Yeradeya Beis, many cases of issues of pinui hames. Are you allowed to move a body? There was a case that Ramosha has where the father was died somewhere far away from where the family was, and the family wanted to move it closest. They could come visit the kever. Right. The question is that enough of a tzorech? Enough of a tzorech to move a body? That's what he has in 1956. Right. It says Yoredei Aleph Reish Lamed Vav. B'dvar Pini Ameis Shabanim Rotzim Lefanoses Aviem Shenikvar Beir Rachok MiToronto LeToronto. They want to move him. It's very so far flung place in Canada. They want him to move him to Toronto. Basharim Konim BeToronto Makom Gadol LeKever Mishpacha. They're buying a big place in Toronto. The Kfarnikbra Imam bit Toronto. Their mother's in Toronto. So they want to move the father. The Chen Ha Yesh Baze Od Sheila Bedvar Isser De Moluchin Meis Meir Sheish Bakfaris Leiracheres. Right? It's like a bizayin. It's a little bit also to move a body from one cemetery to another. It's like of a bizayin. What about the people who are buried there? What? We're not good enough neighbors. So he discusses it and he says Lamaisa. He says, is it such a tzorech that, we're going to move so the kids have an easier time to visit their father? Ramosha says, I don't know if that's enough of a tzorech. L'maisem efshar lif'ol shalo yifanu asaviyem vade tzorech leishtadel. Try. V'lomer lem shu tzar gadol ames. Try to tell them it's terrible for the mace. V'bnei charad esadin. V'loba lahem laso ze. Ligrom tzar gadol aviyem. What are you causing your father? Great tzar. Achim e efshar lif'ol b'shum ofan. If you can't be convince them, Kedai Agoner Meir Simcha Shaya Gadol Ad Gon Gadol Adar Hakodem Lismachalav Shalimchos. You don't have to be mocha. Avalachalapachos Yechagwa Shizachal Abasar. At least wait till Ichol Habasar takes place. V'yisharu Rak Atzamos. So there's only bones left. So then, there's no, the Kosa no de Behuda. There's no Bilbul Amesa Mecharadas Adin. V'dam Gadafim Kvar Kanu Kever Mishpacha. Only if they already bought a Kever Mishpacha. Not if they're, if they're going to. Okay, the Rav Moshe has many tshuvas, pini hames to many different circumstances. Again, in the case where the cemetery is going to be mivuzeh and a road be built there, or somebody buried in the wrong place. There are many, many shayles, Rav Moshe had these all together from the 50s, and in Yeradei and Chelek Beis from the 60s, maybe we'll talk more about that. So that's about Likud Atzamos. Third case of the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah, lo yoral meso v'leis bidenu kodem l'regel shloshim yom. Also, when it's not supposed to be awakened or higher maspidim, special types of wailers, if there is a wailer, if there's a levaya within 30 days before Yantif. Why? What's the issue of within 30 days before Yantif? So there's 2 days in the Bavli here. The Karban Eda here quotes both days. Number one, Shederech b'nei Adam l'chanes ma'os kadam regel. People gather money before Yantif for all the Yantif needs that are going to be coming up. So therefore, you know, that if you're going to have to pay money for the maspidim, so that's going to maybe cause you not to have enough money for Yantif. V'shema yitein hamo shekanas l'tzarech haregel l'saftan. Right? Maybe you're going to give it the imanim v'simchas regel. Number one. Number two, v'yesh omrim. Others say no. The other issue is not the money issue. The issue is she'en ames mishtakech min alev elach alamed yom laspedo. Right? If within 30 days we have this professional level of it maspidim, so then that's an issue because it's going to still be in one's heart. One is not going to be able to have regular simchas yantif. Right? So that's the problem. It's still going to be in one's heart. How do we have hespedim? Right? You know, 2 weeks before Sukkot, so a week before Sukkot, we have Hespedim. So the Aruch HaShulchan already says, that's not what we have today. Even today we have Anyantif, right? We have Yisker Anyantif, we have Avarachamim every Shabbos. So again, must be that it's at a different level than, that doesn't mean what it means in the Mishnah. Maybe we'll see the Shulchan Aruch that discusses this. Okay. Taman Tanina. So for the rest of the daf, most of the daf, we're going to try to talk about how our Mishnah here, that as a machlokas Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir says, you could see Nagaim, Lahakel, and the Chachamim say, no, you can't view it. Because if you see it, you're going to have to paskin. So, how does that relate to a Mishnah in Nagaim? The Mishnah in Nagaim says, Taman Taninan, Baharis Kigris, Upasas Kigris, you have a side, gris is the minimum size of a Tsaraspa. So it was a Tsaraspa, but it didn't have Simanim Vadai of Tamei. So the coin was Maskir him. He's a Torah Muskar. We know Muskar and Mukhlat. Muskar, he's closed away, and we'll see if it develops. And Mukhlad, if it turns into something. So what happened here? You had a Tzara spot. It did not have Vadai signs. Upasas Kagris, and then it spread. It doubled. It doubled, and then the new additional spot has Vadai signs in it. Venola lepisayon michya oseir lavan. In the new spot, in the new addition, it has healthy skin or white hair. So it's Vadai. But guess what happened? V'hochala the original spot disappeared. So it was a gris, and now it's a gris, but now it's a new gris. It's next to where it was, and it has Vadai signs. So what's the halacha there? So machlokas, Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva says, it's tame. Why? Rabbi Akiva says, this is an expansion of the original spot, and therefore, he turns into a mukhlat. The Chacham omrim tira b'tchila. The Chacham say, no, it's a new spot. It's a new spot. So the Gemara wonders, right? Both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim say that it is a mukhlat now. But 1 second. What's the nafgamina? Harbi Akiva metami umachla. Rabbi Akiva says, oh, it's an extension of the original a spot, and therefore you're mitzvah muchlat. Rabbanan Amri tera kitchila machlitin. Rabbanan say, yeah, it's a muchlat. It's a new spot that's tami muchlat. My benayim. Well, my nafgamina. What's the nafgamina between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? So Rabbi Yochanan tells us the nafgamina. Rabbi Yochanan Amar erev aregel benayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, what happens if it's erev yantif and he's showing this to a kohen, or maybe it's even chalamoid. But let's say the case that's brought here is Erev Yantif. And Rabbi Yochanan is assuming that both Shitas in that Mishnah there, both Shitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva and the Chama hold within Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. They both hold like you're allowed to see Lekula and not Lechumra. So what's the Nafkamina? As follows. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hai Kadmaisa. Rabbi Akiva says, this spot is an addition, right? It's an addition to the original one. And therefore, you're allowed to, Rabbi Meir says you can go Lekula, not Lechumra. But the Kohen comes here and sees this spot, It's an addition. There's nothing for him to say. Right? Therefore, he remains a mitzora musgar. Right? He doesn't say a word. Remeir says he's able to see it and not paskin. He remains a musgar. Rabbanan amri chorihi. Rabbanan there say, no, it's a new spot. If it's a new spot, then what? But potro min arishona. And Bikiva said, the Rabbanan say, it's a new spot. And therefore, you're allowed to say, oh, the first spot disappeared. You're tar from that spot. The next spot, the addition, I'm not looking at that. Right? That's like Rabbi Meir. So, the first one disappeared. The Haida, he and this new one, Shola Hachmir. Well, it wasn't like Rameir. We're not going to paskin. So according to the Rabbanan there, Erev Yatif, he becomes Tahar. According to Rabbi Akiva, he remains a Metorah Musgar because he can't say anything. It's an additional spot. You can't say a word. The Rabbanan says it's a new spot. So the Kohen could be Metahir, the first spot that disappeared, and not say a word about the second spot. Good. Reb Yosa, but now we're going to have two dais in the name of Rav Acha that say, no, that's not how you put our Mishnah with the other Mishnah. What did Reb Yochanan say? Both Shitas in that Mishnah are within Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. So now Reb Yosa says, no, the first day of Reb Yosa in the name of Rav Acha, and then we're going to have Rabbi Yosa Barbun in the name of Rav Acha. The first day, we'll see, one day is going to be Mechalik within Rabbi Meir, and the second day is going to be Mechalik within the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rav Acha, asya dechida dehacha kistamat detamon. Really, he says, Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan of that Mishnah. Udechida detamon kistamat dehacha. And the das yachid of that Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, is like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. Asya dechida detamon. Now I'm going to switch this girsa. Asya dechida detamon kistamat dehacha. The das yachid over there, Rabbi Akiva, over there, is like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. Meaning what? The Rabbanan of our Mishnah says you have to paskin one way or the other. So the Rabbi Akiva says over there, he kad mayasa, right? The Rabbi Akiva says over there, the original spot disappeared, but you see, it's a part of the original spot. It's part of the original spot. So therefore what? You don't see it because there's nothing you could say. And therefore, you don't say anything. Like the Chachamim here, Chachamim say you don't say anything. Udichida dehacha, flipping, kistama de taman, and the das yachid here, meaning Rabbi Meir, holds like the Rabbanan over there that it's a new spot. Meaning, Rabbanan amri chorihi over there, the Rabbanan say it's a new spot, va'at potrim and arishona. Rabbi Meir is like the Rabbanan there, that you say that the first spot disappeared and therefore you can be meiko. What's this day of driving at? Rabbi Meir doesn't say always that you could go and just paskin l'kula not l'chumra. It's only like the case over there in Negoyim that the first spot disappeared. That's where you're allowed to go and paskin l'kula on the spot that disappeared and not say anything about the new addition. That's what this first day of Yosi B'Shem Rav Acha is saying, that even Rabbi Meir does not allow seeing a nega and not paskining. It's only in that case of Negoyim where it's spread and the original one disappears, so you could be Mako regarding that original one. Says the Gemara, really? That's all Rabbi Meir says? V'taninan hacha, but didn't we learn here, there's a brisa relating to our case, Remeir omer roas anagon bitzchila lahakel avol lahachmir. We assume that brisa means Remeir across the board. Remeir always says, the coin doesn't have to paskin. He could see it and not paskin. So the Gemara rejects that first day of Rav Acha. But that's a chiluk within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah only paskins lakaka v'lo hachmir in a case like that of Negoim where the first part disappeared. Rabbi Yosi Barbun b'shem Rav Acha holds differently. Bein d'chida d'hacha, bein d'rabbanan d'hacha, whether it is the yachid here, meaning Rabbi Meir, or the rabbanan over there, the chachamim, everybody agrees, modi l'rabbanan, d'hacha, the rabbanan over here, modi l'rabbanan d'taman. Meaning both deyas in our Mishnah agree to the Rabbanan over there that it's a new spot. Modi the Rabbanan, de Taman. Lahak avol lahachmir, meaning why? Why is that case more lakula? Taman bishal chalaum. Over there, the original spot disappeared. That's why you could have a kula. Bram hacha bishal chalaum asimanim ve'om kayemes. But over here, no, the case is where the simanim are still, the original spot is still here. Meaning the Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan would be Mako Lakula over there because the original spot disappeared. But over here, they're more Lachumra. So again, the two days within Rav Acha, is it within a chilik within Rabbi Meir, a limit of Rabbi Meir, or is it a limit of the Rabbanan? Those are the two days that we have in the Gemara. Good. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, what do we paskin in our Mishnah? Nirin divrei Reb Yossi b'muskar v'divrei Meir b'muchlat. Rebbe says, when it comes to a mitzora muzgar, I hold that there's no reason to see it. Right? Because why? Right? Maybe he'll be metame him, and then I'll have to put him outside the machaneh, and that will cause him terrible pain out of Simchas Yantif. Right? Because we know a muchlat has to sit chutz l'shalosh machanos. So he loses savsa da alma. So therefore, Rebbe says, if it's a muskar, Reb Yossi here means the chachamim in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't have Reb Yossi, but it means the, Reb Yossi here means the chachamim. So, Rebbe says, when it comes to a muskar, I think that you shouldn't see it. And, v'divrei Meir b'muchlat, but when it comes to a muchlat, I would say, go see it. Why? There's nothing to lose. He's already muchlat, he's already outside the machaneh. So go see. So if it's tahar, great. Like Rebbe Meir, go see it, and he'll be matarim. He'll bring him back into the machaneh. Bring him back into the machaneh. There's a halacha that if you're back in the machaneh, he can't attach to mita with his wife. So the Gemara, based on the Bavli, but the Karmen Adir quotes it, he'd rather be with everybody than to have one day, right, with his wife. Umei chaluto chazile, says the Karmen Adir. Ditzavsa da'alma adifle. Being with the world is better for him. De'i mitame, lo mitame yosemi di'ikara. If you want to say it's tame, it's a muchlad, okay, then nothing changes. He's already a muchlad. Ve'i mitaro, misamcho. And if he could be mitarim, it'll be great. It'll be misamechim. De'islay tzavsa da'alma. Because he'll be with everybody else. Avagadasar batashvish amita. And even though he'll have an isr tashvish then, if he becomes back into the machaneh, tzavsa da'alma adiflay, it's still, he could deal with that. Okay, that's Rebbe's chilek in terms of the psak. Let's get back to, though, the Gemara says now, what we said earlier. We said, relating to the Mishnah in Nega'im, Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbana, when you have a spot that doubles, but the first half disappears, and there's a Vadei Simanim in the new additional spot. So we said Rabbi Akiva holds that it's an addition, and the Rabbana say, no, it's not an addition, it's a new spot. So we said, Lamay Nafkamina, they both hold Mukhlat. So the Nafkamina was, according to Rabbi Akiva, he remains a Muskar, if it's Erev Yantif, and according to Rabbana, no, he becomes tar, because he could be mitaher on the spot that disappeared, and doesn't say anything about the new spot. So Reb Zaora just continues that nafkamina. Reb Zaora Omar Yemei HaRegel Beinayim. So not only if you give that psak on Erev HaRegel, but his yontif experience is going to be different. Yemei HaRegel Beinayim. Why? Rabbi Akiva Omer Hi Kadmais Rabbi Akiva, who says it's the original spot, and therefore he remains a muskar. Flip the girsa. The Eino Nichnas Lazara. It's Aliyah HaRegel. All of Klal Yisrael going into the Beis HaMikdash, he can't. He can't. He can't go in. He's a Matura Muskar, so he can't go in. Varabana Namri Chori here. Rabbanan say, no. It's a new spot. And if it's a new spot, the first one disappeared and he's Matur. And he's not going to paskin on the new spot Lachumra. So therefore, Vahu Nichnas Lazara, he'll be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So he'll be able to take part in Aliyah HaRegel, what we spoke about in Chagiga, about the karbanos that needed to be brought. We spoke about if somebody is tamei the first day, does he have tashlumin? Are all the days tashlumin derishon or tashlumin zelazeh? Right, different deos. But that is all. So Reb Zaora says, like a ramification of the tumah v'tahara and erev yantif will depend what his yantif experience is. Skip the next two lines. They take out the girsa. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, I have another nafkamina that cuts in the other direction. We just said that Rabbi Akiva is a chumra, and the Chachamim are a kula, but there's a flip direction also. Shmuel Amar, Pricha Beneon. Pricha Beneon. What's Pricha? Spreading all over. Right? Many are familiar with the halacha in Hilchos Saras, that if a mitzora gets saras over his entire body, totally covered, he's tahar. It's kind of like, right, the Gemara compares it to the case with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, 23 paskin lechova, so he gets off scot-free. Right, so here, Pricha Beneon, but there's a limit. The halacha pricha b'neihon, if he gets totally covered, that's only if he was a mitzora tamei beforehand. Pricha from a tamei state, that's where we say tahar. But if he, let's say he was already told by the kohen he's tar and he goes home, and then it's pricha, then he's tamei. So that's enough nafkamina cuts the other way. According to Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Hikan Maiz, Rabbi Akiva says, this is the original spot. And therefore, he's still tamei. And let's say it becomes pricha, barech b'natamei tar. Then it's going to be tar because it's a pricha minatame. V'rabbanan amri chorihu. No, Rabbanan say it is a different spot. And therefore, the first spot disappeared and he is tar from the first spot. And they don't paskin on the new spot. And therefore, he is tahar. And then what happens if he has pricha now? Parech minatar tame. If he has pricha now, then he's going to be pricha minatar, which is going to make a tame. That doesn't allow him to be tar. Right? Some say that the message of this idea is, what's the idea of pricha tahar? Lashon Hara, which is one of the sins that Tzaraas comes from, Lashon Hara means I take one little detail of this person and I label them about, this is how I label them. Based on this one fault that they have, I say, this is this kind of guy. I take a little bit, that's exactly what Mitzorah is, right? He has one spot on his body and we label his whole essence as a Mitzorah, right? If it's Parach Bakulo, it must not be Tzaraas, because that's not what Lashon Hara is, where you have something about the whole body. No. But for the Lashon Hara and Tzaraas, we have something small and you label the whole thing. The whole body, so then it must be something else. It's not that it is Tzaraas, not that it's Lashon Hara, and that's why Tahar. Interesting why though, that only comes from Pricha Min HaTameh is Tahar, but Pricha Min HaTahar is Tameh. Okay, something to think about. But again, almost all halachas of Negaim are Beferish in the Torah. Torah Shebichsav. Right? Torah Shebal Peh is a lot. There's 14 Prakim in Miseches Negaim, but so much of Tzaraas is already in the Torah. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem. We'll continue next time here in the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan.